And today's shoe will be Minion. How much of it do I need? Take it away, Robert Grunstein.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Good morning. I'm sure those that have been davening in the last few weeks in a minyan have felt that it's been, I would say, going from uncomfortable to perhaps a bit dangerous. What do I mean? It's uncomfortable to daven outside, lechatchila. Add to that, but when it's cold, it's even more uncomfortable to daven outside. I'm sure people that are listening this year outside of our confines will say that 13 degrees is a hot day in various places in Chutz La'aretz, but everything's relative to your situation. And in Israel, I believe that 13 degrees is cold. My problem is that I believe that doing so during Corona could be even more fatal. I spoke this morning with a professor who's an expert on infectious diseases. I'd say his name, but I didn't get his permission.
And he One second, is that Celsius or Fahrenheit?
13 degrees Celsius. I spoke to a doctor this morning who's a professor who's an expert on infectious diseases. He Dafka told me that you don't get a cold by standing outside in the cold. You only get a cold for other reasons. So from that perspective, I don't think there's a danger to davening outside. But I will say there is an impingement upon a halacha that's important. We're not outside to learn Torah. We're outside davening. If it was just learning Torah, I'd say, Tol Shir perhaps it's not so important. But because we're davening, I don't have to tell people around this table that davening is not the work of the lips. There is Kriyas HaTorah. You have to read the Torah portion. There's Kriyat Shema. You have to read the Shema. But there is no halacha called kriyat tefillah. Tefillah is avodah shebalev, the work of the heart, according to the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, paskin by the Rambam. And even if you say it's not avodah shebalev, and rather ula ovdo bechol levavchem, and you shall worship God with all your heart, means other things like Ramban. Bottom line is, davening should be a work of the heart. It should be an emotional experience. And when you daven outside, and there's so many things that distract your attention from cars coming by, people walking by, and we'll add to that the cold, I'm not so sure that the minyan as we have it today is a great idea. And I'll put it very tangibly. I'm not so sure that every last Kaddish that every mourner says is so vital during this time. I was at a minyan this morning, and as usual, people don't come on time. So the gentleman who's the chazan is in Avelus. So he waited and waited and waited until there was a minyan. And then he said, Rabbi Yishmael Omer and Kaddish de Rabbanan. And of course, another Kaddish after Mizmor Shir. And then after davening three Kaddishes, people started to leave and he asked him to stay so he can say his requisite three Kaddishes. We already spoke about having too many Kaddishes in davening around this table. I don't want to go over that Shir again. But I will say that in this particular context, and about the general issue of so many Kaddishes, I'm not so sure the minyan, the davening that we have today is appropriate for outside. And therefore, I wanted to deal with a very simple issue. We agree that we should daven in a minyan. How much of it do you need? How much of it do you need? And if you don't need too much, maybe we should put. So that davening will be an emotional experience of the work of the heart. And no one will get too cold or too hot. And we'll be able to come home and say it was a beautiful davening and it was in a minyan. How much of minyan do you need for your personal needs? That's the shiur today. So let's begin.
Well, I have a question to ask you. Let's see. The thing is, you know, maybe if I was in the States, I wouldn't do it outside. But, you know, now they're doing it outside because of the corona. But in Israel, I have no problem because nobody comes on Shabbat. Nobody comes by, you know, driving on the street once in a while. But or maybe a policeman comes by, but otherwise nobody comes by. Maybe so we can daven and sleep. It's nice outside, so why not do it in the street?
Again, I didn't say, Irving, not to do it in the street. I'm saying how much davening should we do in the street? How much of it? So let's begin and see what I mean. If you look at the first source, you'll see that before we answer this question, let's answer a very simple one. Why do we daven in a minyan? Why do we daven in a minyan? And there's three main reasons in Chazal why to daven in a minyan. Two of them are rather clear. One of them is a legend. I'll explain. If you look at the orange part of the screen, the Gemara in Brachos says, "Vanit filati lecha Hashem eit ratzon." When do we say that? Every week. And my davening should be at a time of ratzon, of willingness of God to hear my davening. When do we say that every week?
Mincha on Shabbos.
Mincha on Shabbos before we take out the Torah. Excellent. And if you say Matovu every morning, it's in there too.
Alex, you get a cookie.
When is this Ratzon? When does God favorably listen to our davening? B'sha'asha tzibur mitpalelin, during the time that there's a minyan davening. And the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, and I quote, "Kivan de'ika tzibura de'matzle lo mitre." If there's a minyan davening together, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't go ahead and throw back the davening at you. He may say no, but he has to listen. So the first reason to daven in a minyan is that that's the time that's favorable to ask God for things. And hopefully God will grant it, but he will at least listen. In the purple, you'll see a different reason. Not necessarily because God listens to our prayers more or less, but for a different reason. And this is the reason the Gemara brings in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, "Kol be asara shchinta shavrei." Anytime you have 10 people together, God's holy presence rests upon those people. If you have less than 10, God's holy presence doesn't necessarily rest there. Now, we all know that Uncle Moshe is the most important teacher of Torah in the century. And we all know that he said, Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. But that's based on where Hashem ultimately wants to put a Shekhinah. The Gemara says there's one place he has to put a Shekhinah, and that is in a minyan of people that are together. The Maharsha, who, as you know, wrote a perush on the Gemara, both in the legalistic parts of the Gemara called Kiddushei Halachot, and he also wrote on the Agada, on the philosophical parts of the Gemara called Kiddushei Agada. And then he said, I did a terrible mistake because I should have put them together. Judaism is one. So Rabbi Edels, the Maharsha, says, La'olam yashkim adam lebeit ha'knesset, k'dei sheyizkeh v'yimneim yud. A person should come to shul on time to be part of the first 10 people there. Why? He says, I'll tell you why. And this is the halachic reason he gives. D'chol be'asara shchin tasharei. The Gemara says when there's 10 people, God's holy presence rests there. V'hem yud ha'rishonim sheyivu ha'shchinah lebeit ha'knesset. And that's the first 10 that brought God's Shekhinah there. In other words, God's Shekhinah is waiting, according to the Maharsha. He counts 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, I'm sure Arthur, he didn't do 1, 3. He said, Hoshia et Amecha, Baruch Ata Hashem Amotzi. And then he comes down. Why did he come down? Not because Bruce number 12 came, but because of the first 10. Ba'abayim acharkach, ain't nothing sim klum. They come afterwards. They don't add the more Shekhinah. The Shekhinah is already there. Once you have 10, there's no difference, according to this, in terms of God's Shekhinah, between 10 and 100. There's 10, you're fine. It just means God's Shekhinah is there after 10. So the second reason to daven in a minyan is God's holy presence is there. So you all know the saying, when I daven, I look or I feel like I'm talking to the wall. Have you ever heard that? You never heard that? You don't remember times when you came to school late and your teacher said, where were you? You weren't in the minyan. And you answered him, I davened by the kotel. I don't mean the kotel. I meant by the wall. In the house, I took a wall's a kotel, and I davened there. I davened by the kotel. So you feel like you're sometimes talking to the wall, says the Gemara. That's true, perhaps. And you daven alone. But when you daven in a minyan, God's Shekhinah is there. So the first reason is God listens to our prayers in a minyan. The second is God's Shekhinah is there. The third reason in green, I must say, is alleged. I haven't found this anywhere. I heard it in a shir. I tried to find the source. I couldn't. I asked the gentleman who gave the shir. He too didn't remember the source. So I'm just going to throw it out there. Why do we daven when we daven? Tachris mincha ma'ariv. So we all know that in pre-1K, I always say the pre-1K teachers, or if you call it, anyone here Canadian? Anyone Canadian? No Canadians. No Canadians? Okay.
Canadian.
Kindergarten and nursery school. In Canada, it's different terms. In Australia, everywhere, every country has different terms for those 2 years. I don't know why. Make a long story short, in those years, our teachers weren't biased. They taught us the true Torah. There was no agendas. So they taught us at a very early age. Why do we daven in the morning? Because Avraham davened in the morning, and Yitzchak davened Mincha, and Yaakov davened Ma'ariv. Why did Yaakov make Ma'ariv? I'm sure you've heard this before. You didn't hear this before? All right, here's something for your Shabbos table next week. Vayetze, Yaakov did Ma'ariv. Why did Yaakov make Ma'ariv? Because he had 12 kids. What are you going to do? Bathe them all? Give them dinner? It's too annoying. So at that very moment where the 12 kids said, I'm hungry and I'm tired, Yaakov said, ha! Gotta go to Minyan! Minyan! I'm sorry! Yaakov made Ma'ariv. Avram, he only had two kids. At the end of his life, six more. Yitzchak, two kids. So they did Mincha and Shacharit. Now, that's reason number one to daven. After pre-1K, we finished nursery school and kindergarten. We learned that there's another reason why we daven. What's the second reason why we daven Shacharit, Mincha, and Ma'ariv every day at those times? Please, not everyone at once.
Korbanot.
There was a korban in the morning, a korban in the afternoon, and at night they burnt off the parts that they couldn't do during the day, correct? Known as korbanot. So,
I have a question to ask you.
Yes.
You know, but when we had the base mikdash, we didn't do daven mincha ma'ariv. It was also the korbanot, the one that did the
I'm
work.
I'm not so sure if that's true. I think even when we had a Beit HaMikdash, there was davening. Different. They didn't say in the davening, bring us back to the Beit HaMikdash, but there was davening. Make a long story short, the Gemara says it's based on or patterned on the time of korbanot. But there's another reason why davening in a minyan. Gentlemen, the korban brought in the morning and the afternoon was a private korban or a public korban?
Public.
Public. If Bruce was the Kohen on duty, or maybe one day he was sick, so Harold switched him to Kohanim in this year, then they brought the korban on behalf of all the Jewish people. They didn't bring the korban on behalf of themselves. This is not a korban toda that you bring if God saved you. This is a korban that you bring when every morning and evening on behalf of all the Jewish people. It's a public korban. So if it's a public korban and that's the reason we daven, neged tmidim tiknum, as you could see on the bottom of the green, then we should daven in a minyan, because that's the public way to daven, the public davening, which is learned from the korban. So there's three main reasons to daven in a minyan. Either because that's where God listens to our prayers, or it's because God's Shechina is there, or to pattern it by the public korban. If it's patterned after that, we should daven publicly, not privately. If it was Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, I can hear they all daven privately. Yitzchak didn't have a minyan. But if it's public, it should be done publicly. So those are the three reasons. Either God listens to our prayers, the Shechina's there, you don't feel like you're davening to a wall, or it's patterned after the public korban. Based on these three reasons, now let's see how much of a minyan you and I both need if we decide, yes, we're davening in a minyan. This is what the Shulchan Aruch asks. We should do. And if you don't have a Beit HaKnesset open, and at least with a minyan. So my question is, this being the case, how much of the minyan do you need? So if we take Arthur's new background, last week we puzzled the etrogs behind him. Now Arthur's background, it has a picture, lo aleinu, from the deportation of Gush Katif, a terrible tragedy. But this picture is exactly what we're dealing with. You have 10 people on this side of the gate, 10 people on that side of the gate. They're davening outside. In this case, I see it's not raining, but it was hot. It's hard, difficult to daven outside. The rocks on your feet, distractions, heat. How much of the minyan do you need? Arthur, you can come back. Let's begin. Last week, I apostled your etrogs. This week, I'm not going to apostle the minyan. Gentlemen, number one, How many do you need davening at once in a minyan? So you have your 10. Does everyone need to be davening? Or can I have some people schluffing, some people standing there, some people on their phones, some people reading the newspaper, some people reading the parsha sheet, and maybe some davening? Is this a minyan? So we have three main points of view in halacha. If you look on the right side of the sheet, the blue, or the left side in your case, the Bir Halacha says, this is the right. Chaim's Perush on himself in the Mishnah Berurah. Badagum erbaba de ein maskim bezei maharim mints, the sphere lay, the tfila ba'in and dafka sarash eloi palalu. You want a minion? A minion is 10 people that didn't daven yet. They have an obligation now to daven, and they daven together. That's a minion, simple. A minion is 10 people that didn't daven yet together. Not 6 and 4, not 3 and 7, 10 people. The Rambam seems to disagree. He's He says, and I quote, the Ketzah Hikila Tatzibur in the purple, Rov Ha'asara Shiloi Palilu. You need to not have necessarily 10, but around Halacha we always say majority rules, namely Rubo Kechulo. How do we say that? Rubo Kechulo. Give me examples. You're shechting a chicken right here. You have to shech the entire part. Or can you shecht rove? Rove is kosher. You're drinking the 4 cups of wine on the night of the Seder. You have to drink rove close because it's a din in cup. So drink the whole cup. Rove would be okay, says the Rambam. Rove ha'asara shaloi palilu. So 6 and 4 is good. And that's according to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Rashnir Zalman Miladi, in the bolded section on the screen, Bruce. Shehem rov minyan sheloi palelu adayin she'az heim kemot zibur gomor. And the Magen Avraham says it too. You need to have a rove of a minyan. And finally, the Mishnah Berurah brings a Radbaz. This is not the Reed Baz of the 20th century that was in Slutsk and then in Chicago. And then got chased out of Chicago, according to the story, by the mafiosters, and eventually made it to Tzfat and disagreed with Rav Kook on various public issues. That's not the one I'm talking about. I'm talking about the Radbaz. We're talking about 16th century, if I'm not mistaken. So if you have a minyan that already davened 9 people, and some guy, you have 10 people, and one guy leaves, some guy comes in and didn't daven yet, you can do something called Porei Salashma. You can start doing a Hecha Kedusha. You've probably seen it. I always say you better ask the permission of the 9 others to do a Hecha Kedusha, because why do they have to suffer because you came late? But if they don't mind, it's good enough to have one person that didn't daven yet. You don't need to have Rov.
Really sure?
These 3 points of view reflect the 3 reasons why you daven in a minyan.
Sure?
If people davening, that reflects the point of view of 8 ratzon. When is it an 8 ratzon? When 10 people are davening, not 10 people standing, not 10 people congregating, 10 people davening. B'sha'ah shahatzibur mitpalelim, says the Gemara. If, on the other hand, you say, we daven in a minyan because the Holy Shekhinah is there, when is the Holy Shekhinah there? When you have 10 people in the room, they don't necessarily need to be davening. They're just sitting around talking politics. I'm not so sure the Shekhinah is there. But 6 out of the 10, that should be good enough.
Rav Shua.
According to the point of view of the Radbaz, it maybe is patterned over the Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohen, one, on behalf of many, puts the Korban in. So one person davening is good enough. So I believe these 3 points of view reflect the 3 reasons to come to minyan.
Rabbi
so
Shua.
This is the first issue I wanted to deal with. If not everyone is davening simultaneously, is it still a minyan? Yes, question.
Yeah, in all the other cases you mentioned regarding Rove, if you cut most of the simanim, it seems to be a kosher shechita. If you drink most of the cup, it seems as if the whole cup. But 6 out of 10 in the minyan, I know we start davening then, but if that's all you end up with, just 6 out of 10, does that count as a minyan, even though it is the rove?
Bruce, are you looking at the same sources I'm looking at?
Yes, yes.
Rov ha'asara shelo hitpalelu. Or the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Yesh shisha shehem rov minyan shelo hitpalelu adayin. Sha'az hem kemot zibur gamur. In other words, 6 out of 10 is considered davening in a minyan.
Meaning 6 only showed up completely and you started with 6, you ended
no,
with
no,
6.
No, 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 no. You have 10 in the room. 4 have already davened.
Why do you need 10 in the room? I'm saying in all the other cases, the robe was enough to complete the entire mitzvah. You drank most of the cup. You cut through most of the siman for shechting. Robe seems to be enough to carry the day.
But the starting point is you don't have robe. The starting point is you have a full chicken that needs to be shechted. You have a full cup of wine. The question is, how much do you need to be yotze? Same thing here. You need to have 10. Once you have 10, you need to have everyone in a situation where they're davening or not.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Let's continue. Second question, which is far more critical. Bottom line is, if you come to the outside minions nowadays, you're all davening. So this is not a critical question. The critical question is this one. Here is my critical question. And that is, what's considered davening in a minion? Namely, I'm there, I'm davening. What part of davening is critical that we daven together? So we all know we don't need to daven the Birkos HaShachar together. We don't need to say Shir Shel Yom together. We don't need to say Intil Okeinu together. We don't need to say Matovu together. We can even say Adon Olam on our own. But what parts are critical that we have to say it together? So if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, you all know that when your teeth are on totally and they're white and your kippahs on your head and you wake up in the morning, then a proper davening is following you come to Shul, you daven, you say Baruch Hu, Birkot Kriyat Shema with the Tzibur, eventually a silent Shmoneh Esrei, the Chazaret Hashan, etc. But what happens if you come late? You woke up late because you were up late learning Torah. I always like to give the Frum example. You are up late learning Torah. You weren't up late watching a movie. And you came to Shul a bit late. What do? Everyone knows what we do. Okay, this may be not nursery, but in kindergarten, our teacher told us, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, if you came to shul, you put on your tefillin, and they're already holding by your shtabach. What do you do?
You join with them.
So I find this very, very interesting that people either don't know it or do know it but choose to ignore it. And I'm not so sure why people that really care about their davening refuse to skip. This is a mefurash halacha, that you're supposed to, the minyan trumps your personal davening. If you're in a minyan, this is what you do. You say Baruch Shamar, and then you say Tehillah LeDavid, which is what?
Ashrei.
Hallelujah, hallelujah at Hashem in Hashemayim. Hallelujah, Tikkacho, two of the two hallelujahs, and Yishtabach. Okay? And then you catch up so you could say the Birkos Kriyat Shema with the Tzibur. And if you can't even do that, then you should say right away the Birkos Kriyat Shema with the Tzibur and Daven the Shmoneh Esrei, fill in Psukei Dezimra sometime later without a bracha. Well, gentlemen, this is the halacha. That's what happens when your teeth are not on straight. And you woke up late. And you didn't have time to shave. And you come to shul like a schlump because you didn't get dressed properly. And this is what you're supposed to do. Now, here comes my question. It's a question of the pre-migadim. Have you heard of the pre-migadim? Or am I talking Chinese? When I was a kid learning, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch was the halachic book that we learned in school. And it seemed that every single time the pre-migadim was quoted, he was mistapek. He was in a suffix. He didn't know the answer. He brought up issues, but he didn't give a definitive answer. So let's see who this gentleman was. I believe it's in one of the former ones, not showing here. Maybe it's in this one. Here it is. Gentlemen, the Prima Gadim is Rabbi Yosef or Rabbi Meir to Omim. He wrote endless Perushim on the Shulchan Aruch. You probably know them as the Eshel, Avraham, Zahav, etc. So, what does this fine gentleman say? I love that language. I, the poor man, have a suffix. If a person comes to shul late and he sees, you know, time is ticking, can he do the following? And that is, he'll catch up and eventually he'll say, Baruch Ata Hashem Ga'al Yisrael, exactly a second before the chazan begins his chazarat hashatz. And he'll say chazarat hashatz with the chazan, word for word. The chazan out loud, he quietly. Like we, where do we see this? By Maimad Harsinai, Moshe Yedaber, by Elokim Ya'anenu V'kol. So this, can you pull this one off? The answer is going to be, well, what's considered the primary critical point of davening with a minyan? As I said, get there on time, daven properly. If you don't get there on time, what should be the point? Here I got to be with the minyan. Here I got to synchronize. Here, there's no way around it. So let's see. There's three points of view. Once again, the first point of view is the Mishnah Berurah. Everybody knows this Mishnah Berurah. I can't say you learned it in kindergarten, but Alex, I'm pretty sure you learned it somewhere around grade 4 or 5. The Mishnah Berurah, Rada Chafetz Chaim, Rav Yisrael Meir HaKohen, Miradin, whose picture, real picture, is here on the screen. He says that the most important part of davening with a minyan is what? The private Shmonesrei. And then he says people make a mistake. They think the most important part is to hear Kaddish or to hear Kriyas HaTorah. No. Most important part is that you daven with the minyan so that God listens to your prayers. Daven your personal prayer when 9 others are davening with you. But from this perspective, you have to regulate your davening in the morning if you come late to get to that point as much as possible. Now, how critical is this? You really have to, Baruch Ata Hashem Ga'al Yisrael, 10 people have to now stay Hashem Sfatai Tiftach and synchronize. So here we find two points of view. I would say the more critical and the more tolerant. The more critical point of view, as you can see on the screen, is the Mishnah Berurah indeed, who says, and I quote, there's certain people that wait at Tzur Yisrael, and they want to say Amen to Ga'al Yisrael, and then they'll start the private Shmoneh Esrei. The Mishnah Berurah says, bad idea. They should say Ga'al Yisrael with the Chazin. Why? Because Ra'ui La'atchil Tfilat Yudchet Im Hashatz Va'akal B'Shabet. Both the Chazin, as well as the congregation, should all start the Shmoneh Esrei, private Shmoneh Esrei, together. The Bir Halacha then says, what about a guy who davens, you know, with great Kavana? He is not going to get the Kedusha by the time the Tzipra gets the Kedusha. Can he even start his silent Amida? We dealt with this once at length in a shir. The Bir Halacha says, yes, if he starts B'Shaveh, he can daven as long as he wants. He started B'Heter. And Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zichrono Livracha, Rav Moshe died in 1986. Rav Moshe Feinstein says that it's a huge mistake to wait for the Chazarat Hashatz and daven Mila b'Mila with the Chazan. For the following reason, he says, we paskin like the Chachamim against Rabban Gamliel, that the Chazarat Hashatz only helps for someone that doesn't know how to daven on his own. So that being the case, if you know how to daven on your own, then the Chazarat Hashatz, it's not Tefillah B'Tzibur, because it doesn't help you. And therefore, he says, absolutely silent Shmoneh Esrei with the Tzibur. That's the critical point. However, you should know there's a more tolerant point of view that agrees with this, but says, if you're in the first 3 brachot, then it's okay. Namely, you don't have to start exactly when the chazan starts, but within the first 3 brachot that he said, within the first minute and a half, 2 minutes, depends how slow he davens. The Meiri says this, and he even says, Naguk tzat chachamim lahagdim tfilatam l'tfilat tzibur. And the Pri Chadash brings an interesting story. I came stumbled upon this as I was preparing a shir on a question that I am sure before Corona, and hopefully after, we've dealt with one term twice. We live in Israel, we visit Chutz La'aretz on Yontif. How many days do you need to keep? And if you keep only 1 day, what do you do and not allowed to do on the second day? So within this context, I stumbled upon a pre-chadash who says, Halachti le-Mitzrayim. You know, some of you go to Croatia, some of you went to Portugal, some of you went to Greece.
He went to Egypt. When did he go to Egypt? He didn't say Pesach. That would be a good irony. But let's assume he went from Pesach to Egypt. He wanted a vacation. So he went to Egypt. And a second day Yontiv. What did he do? Halachti lebeit ha-knesset v'ipalalti tefillat yotchet. For me, it's not Yontiv. I went to shul. And I put on my festive clothing. I shouldn't stick out. That's the halacha. But I davened a v'chadike shmoneh esrei. A weekday shmoneh esrei. Not the Yontiv shmoneh esrei. Because no one can hear. And even though it takes longer, some people daven short, some people daven long, but no one would notice I'm davening a weekday Shmoneh Esrei. Says the Pri Chadash, and I quote, and this is interesting, but in order for me to somehow hear Kedusha, what did I do? So what did I do? I start davening Shmoneh Esrei a bit earlier than the Chazan. Namely, I agree, it's also davening the private Shmoneh Esrei with the Tzibur. However, it's so critical to start exactly Shaveh, like the Mishnah Berurah. It's okay a little earlier or a little later. That's not so critical. And Rabbi Ovadia Yosef paskins this way as well. He says it's a good idea if you want to get to Kedusha to start earlier. I heard Rav Herschel Schechter, he does this all the time. In order to daven a proper siren Shmoneh Esrei, most of it with Tzibur, obviously, because he's a minute ahead of them, so he can get the Kedusha. But that's the first point of view. Davening with a minion, silent Shmoneh Esrei. Second point of view is exactly what Shmoneh Esrei, excuse me, Rav Moshe Feinstein said, no, we'll get to it. Yes.
I'm sure Kohanim never come late because we're all Zrizim. But if a Kohanim would show up late, does he have to come? Does he have to join in duchening the way we're talking about joining and davening in general?
I believe so. I believe duchening would trump everything we're saying because it's a mitzvah asei midoraita in chakras. By musaf, it's already the rabbanon if he did chakras, so that's a different question. But chakras, I believe so. I'll be clear cut on that one. Davening with the minyan at best is a the rabbanon. The second point of view says, no, actually, you know what the most critical part is? Daven the silent Amida with the Chazarat Hashatz. Why do that? Because it's a great idea. Everyone is listening to the Chaz and saying Amen. This is the Tefillah B'Tzibur. Shulchan Aruch says here on the bottom, Yimatchil Yitpalel Im Shliach Tzibur, Shiyagim Shliach Tzibur Nagdishcha, Yomari Momila Bin Limila. You start with the Shliach Tzibur. When you get to Kedusha, say Kedusha with him. Shulchan Aruch Sfaradi. They had a Kedusha of Nakdishcha, not Nakadish. Etc. Rav Soloveitchik loved this point of view. He said, if you come late, the Chazarat Hashatz word for word with the Chazan. And indeed, on this issue, we also have two points of view. The Mishnah Berurah has to bring that from the Mishnah Berurah was a big tzaddik. He wrote a book where he brings all the deyot even against himself. So the Eliyahu Rabbah, etc. says, Afilu lechatchila mutar la'atchil im shliach tzibur b'shaveh. And the Chasam Sofer, even more radical, says that the true tefillah b'tzibur is Chazarat Hashatz. Quote, Ki kamasha yechidim kol echad mitpalel b'fnei atzmo, mikrei tefillat yochid. If you daven on your own, and it's tefillat yochid, what do you mean? I'm davening in my silent corner, you're davening in your silent corner with 3 meters apart or 2 meters apart. How is that tefillah b'tzibur? Tefillah b'tzibur is one chazan davening, all of us listening and saying amen. So if you want to tag on to that and daveni momila b'mila, that's the tefillah b'tzibur. Much better than the silent Shmoneh Esrei. So what Rav Moshe Feinstein said was a mistake. He said the Chasam Sofer is mistaken. The Chasam Sofer says this is the true tefillah b'tzibur. And Rav Binyamin Zilber, in a Mishnah Berurah set with the emendations of various poskim, says in the following, excuse me, Rav Binyamin Zilber in the Chayei Adam says that indeed the Chafetz Chaim, when he davened in a minyan, he didn't want people to wait for him. That's what he did. They got the Gal Yisrael, he told them to go ahead, and he waited till the Chazan gets to Hashem Sfatai Tiftach to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. And that's what he did, even though the Mishnah Berurah said the most important thing is Tfilat Yotchet. He himself, in order not to make people wait for him, I think today, went ahead and did it. So the second point of view is Hazarat Ashatz is the most important part of davening. That's the Tfilah B'Tzibur. And the third point of view is even more radical, and that is the Chazon Ish. Here's his picture, the Chazon Ish, died in 1953. I would say, to this very moment, he has influenced the Haredi community in Israel more than anyone else. He wrote, and this is the Mishnah Berurah set I meant, it's a Mishnah Berurah set called Dirshu, put out by Dirshu, and in there it says, Be'orchot Rabbeinu, the Da'at HaChazon Ish, Shemisha Matchil Shmonesre Achei HaTzibor, Kozman Shechad Me'HaTzibor, or Ashliach Tzibor, Da'im Lo Simu Shmonesre, Nikrit Tfilah. So if you're in a minyan, you want to know if I'm davening in a minyan, as long as there's one still in the Amida, it's considered a minyan. So what do we learn from this? I believe, again, the 3 points you have reflected. If you say davening is an eight ratzon, you need to have 10 people davening together. When you have 10 people davening together, only when they're saying the Sarat Amida together. If you say no, it's patterned around the Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash, then Chazarat Hashat seems to be up there. Chazarat Hashat is indeed the epitome of one person doing it on behalf of many. But finally, if you want to say that it's not about one person on behalf of many, it's not even about an eight ratzon, it's about 10 people in the same room, this is a shechina there. And even if one is davening, as long as you have 10 people in the room, good enough. Shechina's there. You have 10 people, you got yourself a shechina. It makes no difference what they're doing. So if you ask, how much of a minion do I need, will be based on this question. According to one point of view, silent Amida. According to the second point of view, Chazarat the Shatz. And the third point of view is even if one's davening. Based on the three reasons we gave today, is davening in a minyan because of eight ratzon, b'sha'ah, shahatzibur mit palelin, everyone actively davening, and you need to have 10 people davening. If you say it's just about the shechina there, one person davening is good enough. And if you say no, it's one on behalf of many, like the Talmud, Shel Boker and Shem Ben Aharbayim, Hazarat Hashatz would suffice. Yes, Arthur.
Yeah, in your earlier example about going, at least I was told when I go to Chutz La'aretz, if it's the second day of Yontif, and I'm davening with the minyan, my Shemin Esrei doesn't count for them, for the minyan.
What do you mean
because I'm not davening. It's not Tefillah B'Tzibur because I'm not davening. I'm not davening with them. But the
I'm
other
not
way
so
around.
Sure. I never heard of such a thing. You'll have to show me a source.
I'll send you a source.
It seems to
but
me
I
that
heard
it
the
is
other way
because,
around.
I'll tell
coming
you why I think
the...
it is. The following reason: you're davening. The only difference is that within the davening, your middle brachot are different than theirs. But you're davening a silent amida at the same time they are. You're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu just like them, and you're even following the same format, which is Shevach Bakasha Hoda'ah. So I'm not so sure why that wouldn't count as Tefillah B'Tzibur.
I heard the other way around it works. I heard the other way around it works. If someone's coming from Chutz La'aretz and they're davening with the Israeli minyan, is davening a weekday.
Why
and
the difference?
I don't know. This is what I was caught, but I'll bring the
I don't
course.
See the difference. I'll even give you a proof. If you came to shul late, and you're davening Shachris at the time that the Tzibur is davening Musaf. They're in the silent Amidah of Musaf, the silent Amidah of Shachris. This is considered Tefillah B'Tzibur. There's reason to believe, yes. So I didn't understand that.
I know the Igros Moshe disagrees because I looked it up later. But
show it up. Show it to me. Obviously, I'll look into it.
Okay. With this in mind, it sounds like one could arrive, if it's cold, if you're particularly cold outside, arrive in time to daven Shmon Esrei, and then leave after the
in time. A small correction: Birkot Kriyat Shema with Shmon Esrei.
Right.
Yoshua.
Yeah.
If you have 10 people exactly, how many people do you need in order to start Chazarat Hashatz?
This is the question of the century.
That's
the
century, right.
There's a machlokes within the Shulchan Aruch between himself, Astira. One day it seems to say you have Rove or whatever it is, it's good enough. Six people. But another place he says, if you don't have nine people answering amen to the chazan's davening, it's karova davar liyot bracha levatala. So we don't know which is the true one, but we're usually machmir, and we wait for the nine for the chazan to begin. And I would say that in this situation where it's critical in terms of timing, perhaps you can tzomich on seven or others. If you'd like, we can give a shir only on that issue. How long do you have to wait to start the chazarat hashatz? I will say, however, that that's only with regard to chazarat hashatz. That is not the case with regard to other parts of davening. For example, I'm not so sure why after the silent amida at Ma'ariv, we wait till there's nine people who finished to say Kaddish. That I really don't understand, because the halacha is very clear that if you started with a minyan baruch hu, and then two people left, you can still say Kaddish after the Shmoneh Esrei, because that unit you started with a minyan. So why do you need nine people to answer Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba? So that I never understood. Only by Chazarat HaShatz we have that issue. So that I never understood. But with Chazarat HaShatz proper, yes, there is a point of view, the Shulchan Aruch, which is a stira on himself, that says you need to have nine people, which is, I believe, the most annoying part of davening, if you think about it, because, you know, seven people ended and they're waiting for three. I'll just end, if you already brought that up, with a beautiful story I heard from my Rebbe Rav Amital about that. He told, I believe, his minion in Givat Mordechai not to wait for him after he finishes, to wait for him for the Shmoneh Esrei, which is the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah brings it. It's no rocket science. And they asked him why. So he said the following. He said, in Shemayim, when the Jews are davening a silent Amida, the Malachim are totally unstable. They're bringing all the tefillot before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a lot of noise. There's a lot happening. All of a sudden, quiet. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks, what happened? And they say, we're waiting for Yehuda Amital. My Rebbe Rav Amital said, I don't want my name to be mentioned up there. Am I out of my mind? Don't wait for me. And I've adopted the same policy in my own life.
Thank you. Thank you, Rabbi Shira.
Gentlemen, a good day. Take care. Who's up next?
Rabbi Joel Zeff.
Rabbi Zeff, a good morning. Enjoy. Take care.
Thank you.